You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Happy President's Day to one and all. It is a gym class here at KGYM as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour here today. Great to have you aboard. We are presented each and every day by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Check them out online at dupaco.com. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being with the good folks at dupaco.com. Lot to cover today from a very, very a weekend that had everything. In the world of sports, we will talk about the highs and the lows coming up here in just a little bit. Talk some college basketball. Iowa and Iowa State both going on the road and both coming out on the short end of the stick. We'll talk about that with you out there and a whole lot more. 319-366-1600. That is our text line available to you. Love to hear from you today. 319-366-1600. If you'd like to pick up the phone and give us a call, love to have you do that. Isaac and Andrew on the other side of the glass. 319-366-1600. And coming your way today, 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids. In Iowa City, it's 106.3 FM, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker as well. Scott Unash with you from the studio on the southwest side. Mark Dukes joining me from the very sunny back porch on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids on this President's Day 2023. Happy President's Day to you, Mark.
Well, you as well, Scott. Good afternoon to you. Good afternoon, everyone. And a brilliant day outside. Hope you're enjoying it, taking us along with you. And, yeah, a jam-packed weekend. Let's unpack.
Yeah, it was. I don't even know where to start. You start with Friday night. And the first thing, okay, we talked, and it looked as though that Tiger Woods was not going to make the cut at Los Angeles at Riviera in the Genesis Invitational. All of a sudden, three or four bogeys at the end of the day, and lo and behold, he is right on the cut line at plus one. Had to finish the roundup on Saturday morning, got in at plus one, had a good round on Saturday, fell back yesterday, ended up, I believe, in 48th at Riviera. And then Saturday, you had Iowa State go off to an early lead. Kansas State coming back. Cyclones losing that one, but really not losing a whole lot of traction. And we'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. The XFL is back, and I don't know if it's better than ever or not. We'll ask you out there if you watched the XFL over the weekend. Saturday night, you had Ben Keeter make history at the state wrestling championships over at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. And then on Sunday, you ran the gamut on Sunday. The Daytona 500, that would never end. That was a big part of it. Iowa Senior Day, as far as wrestling at Carver Hawkeye Arena is concerned. More XFL, and then you end things with a not good performance by the Iowa men's basketball team. We'll talk about that. And then you cap it off with, I don't know what that was, Sunday night in Utah for the All-Star game. A lot of things to cover, Mark.
Yeah, and you covered most of them. You mean the Daytona 530, right?
The Daytona 530, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
May still be going. Probably would still be going if they didn't get to the start-finish line before the last wreck happened in that one.
Yeah, the NBA All-Star game, widely panned throughout the country. One person calling it the worst game ever played. I've only seen the highlights, and there were no defensive highlights, and you didn't expect many. But this was really pitiful. And I don't watch much NBA, and that's one reason I don't. That was a joke.
And I'll say this. I watched about 2 minutes, and that was all I could stomach. But you know what? Some people, it's your cup of tea. And wonderful. Have at it, because that was not even an exhibition. That was just eight guys watching it, and two guys, one guy going down the floor telling the other guy what he's going to do, and the other guy saying, okay, why don't you go do it? And no. The Pro Bowl at the end of its run was better than this thing that they had last night. It wasn't even basketball. And I'm not going to play I remember back when Larry Bird and Magic Johnson and Dr. J and everybody else was playing. They were actually, you know, yeah, did they take some plays off in the All-Star game? Yeah, but they at least went through the motions anyway. I mean, there was none of that last night. But maybe you loved it. I don't know. Kids loved it. 181 to 175 or something like that. It's not long until we get a 200-point All-Star game. If this keeps up.
Well, it's all about who covers the spread anyway, right, Scott?
Very true.
You know, we've already spent too much time on the NBA because it was awful. And I didn't need to see it to determine that. Just see the highlights and read about it. It, you know, maybe if there was something at stake, it would be better. But I don't know what that would be.
Mm-hmm. 319-366-1600 here in the Jim Class on KGYM as we join you here on a Monday edition of the program. Well, let's start off with college basketball, and let's start off with the fresher of the two stories. That was the game last night at Welsh Ryan Arena in Evanston as the Hawkeyes and the Wildcats went at it for second place as far as the Big Ten is concerned, and Northwestern asserted their dominance early, Mark, and it just got uglier and uglier and uglier as the minutes progressed over in Evanston last night.
First of all, Northwestern's a very good team and a really tough out in Evanston. And I think most people, Iowa fans included, would have, you know, kind of predicted a rough go for Iowa, but maybe not this rough. 3 out of 24 from three-point range when Northwestern hit 10 out of 20. And I thought Northwestern did a really good job, by and large, throughout the game until Iowa tried to speed the Cats up a little bit. Northwestern did a really good job of making Iowa play defense for most of 30 seconds. And it paid off in buckets. I don't know that Iowa's defense got tired, but it was just one of those games. And some people kind of freaking out about a 20-point loss. But, you know, a lot ahead for Iowa to play for. Is Iowa's performance against Northwestern reason for concern, Scott? Yes or no? That's our poll question at KGYMRadio.com. Brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Steve Anderson and his team setting up shop at Highway 1 West in Iowa City.
The only way I would say that it is reason for concern is if you have a hangover from this and take it to Madison on Wednesday night for the 8 o'clock start against the very gettable Wisconsin Badgers on Wednesday evening. Then, yeah, maybe a little bit of reason for concern, but It was a clunker, face it, against a good team. A team with the best backcourt in the Big Ten. And they showed it last night, not only with Audige and Boo Booey. Not a great game by Audige, but Boo Booey made up for it with 23. But Ty Berry, he was the guy, as his 16 really helped. And then you had, off the bench, Brooks Barnheiser. I love this kid. Love this kid. I don't know why Purdue and Indiana didn't love him, but he fits in very well with what Chris Collins does. He's a guy, kid from West Lafayette, Indiana, wanted to go to Purdue. Matt Painter didn't recruit him. Then he said, all right, fine. Hello, Indiana. What are you doing down the road? And Indiana didn't want any part of him. So he takes his talents to Northwestern and Evanston and is helping out in a big, big way. And this is a good basketball team. Good basketball team. They're entrenched in second right now in the Big Ten. That was a full house last night. It was raucous, and the students came out again and had a ball, especially with everything that went on later on in the ball game. It was just a bad night. You take a look at the stats, and other than one glaring one, you know, Iowa, you shoot 43% on the road. I think you can live with that a little bit. You only turn it over 13 times. You can live with that. You out-rebound the opposition by four. Certainly, that's okay. But 3 of 24, Mark, 3 of 24 from three-point range while giving up 50% three-point shooting, that will sink you every time.
Yeah, you're just not going to win games. And I thought a Northwestern, very connected team. Again, a really tough environment these days in Evanston. Very well coached. And I'm inclined to say it's just one of those games, but Northwestern did expose Iowa. I don't think Iowa's especially when it shoots so poorly from three. Iowa is not a great half-court offensive team in a lot of sets. And I think Northwestern exposed Iowa in that regard. And now you just need to turn the page to Wednesday. I think it's Wednesday.
Yes.
In Madison, and these teams haven't met since early December in a game that Chris Murray and Aaron Ulis did not play. That was an overtime victory for Wisconsin. As you mentioned, very gettable game, and Iowa needs to get it.
They do need to get it. 319-366-1600, but Wisconsin is right on the bubble right now. They are squarely on the bubble as far as the NCAA tournament is concerned, at 15-11. And this is one that would help the resume for the Badgers and Greg Gard. And that's, if you're a Hawkeye fan, I think the one thing that really, really scares you. Joe Lunardi will come out with his latest bracketology tomorrow. Mike DeCourcy, likewise. Jerry Palm out today. And Iowa falls to an 8 right now. They would be in an 8-9 game with Kentucky. Ooh.
Not good.
While facing Purdue in the second round, which I don't think is legal, but with all the teams in the Big 12 and the Big 10 getting in, I think they may have to adjust some things coming up in the NCAA tournament. We will see. Everyone, let's get to a couple of texts here. 6608. Commenting, that's what will happen with this Hawk team. When they go cold shooting from the field, they will struggle when they can't defend and don't shoot well and can't play up-tempo. Which Iowa tried to do with the pressure, which led to, Mark, Fran McCaffrey getting not one but two technicals. And the second one from Fran's favorite official in America, Mr. Courtney Green, as Fran did not see the final handful of minutes of that basketball game last night, which Ralph in Riverside says Fran, again, in his words, acted disgraceful last night.
Well, I mean, this is a 15-point game when this all occurred with 7.5 minutes left. Can you come back from that? Sure. We've seen it many times, but not the way Iowa was playing. Fran objected to what he thought was a 10-second call, a violation, and it was. And I think this is a buildup of things that happened during the game. Courtney Green, you know, no mutual admiration society between these two guys. He got in the middle of it and then teed up Fran's son, Patrick McCaffrey, who apparently only said that was a bad call and got teed up. I thought that was pretty objectionable. But, you know, is Fran a disgrace? I don't think he's a disgrace. This is his temperament. And he hasn't been kicked out of a game in a long, long time, I don't believe. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, it's been many years.
He might have gotten a technical along the way, but how many coaches do? we see Brad Underwood go crazy on the sidelines, but people kind of focus on Fran. It didn't cost him the game. Is Courtney Green a good official? That's not for me to say, but all I do know, he officiated in the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament last year, a game between North Carolina and UCLA. And I do think some referees, some coaches develop these adversarial relationships, and that's certainly what Green and McCaffrey have right now. They're not going to exchange Christmas cards. They're not going to go out to dinner. They wouldn't anyway, but things boiled over for Fran McCaffrey, and I think he was right to object to the 10-second call.
Second one, by the way.
Yeah, but what happened after that, you know, maybe Green was looking for something. Maybe Fran deserved it. I don't know exactly what was said.
Yeah. 319-366-1600 here in the gym class on KGYM. At least Fran didn't throw a chair, says 1723. Listen, Fran,
you not want your coach to stick up for your team?
I think Fran was definitely
doing.
Yeah, I think Fran was definitely seeing how the team was shooting, seeing the hole they were in, and he was frustrated. Players were frustrated. Sometimes coaches want a tee. I think he wanted the technical. I think then when Courtney Green came over, it was pretty much set in stone. He was going to get the second technical, and it didn't take very long to get the thumb after the first one. Let's just say that. There was a little bit of a exchange that is not suitable for work, and that was, yeah. Listen, it wasn't the officiating that buried Iowa, although I think Northwestern, and this has been a theme among Big Ten coaches throughout the year, is that Northwestern, according to others, may be getting some calls at home. I don't buy the conspiracy theory that the Big Ten wants Northwestern to get into the NCAA tournament like some people are throwing out. I don't know. He was frustrated, saw this maybe as a way to get his team, the fuse lit a little bit, and hey, it wasn't going to help last night. That was just a bad game. You have a clunker every once in a while, and Hawks had a clunker. 319-366-1600, 8186. Thanks for texting us today. How many times did Chris Collins almost get run over by an official out of the coach's box? That's been one of the biggest complaints by other Big Ten coaches about Chris Collins this year. That coaching box is very big at Welsh Ryan Arena. There you go. Ralph is going. He wants to debate you, Mark.
He wants a piece of Fran and us, I guess. Love you, Ralph.
Ralph, you're the greatest. 78-54, Fran was frustrated with his team, and he was frustrated with the officiating. I agree. Getting called for a tee outside of the coaching box is crap. They're always outside of it. Yes, they are. Some are more outside than others. I think the worst thing, like I said, that you can do right now if you're a Hawk fan or a Hawkeye is let this thing fester and take it on the road to Madison with you. I mean, it's over. Did it hurt Iowa a little bit as far as the NCAA is concerned? Maybe one seed line, but you can get that back by going to Wisconsin and getting a win. You can certainly help yourself Saturday morning by beating a Michigan State team that is also very gettable right now. These are two games that are pretty critical, and you know they're 50-50 games, Mark. They can go either way, really.
Yeah, they really are. Two games at home, two on the road, and you know, what do you say? Split those four? 11-9. Remember, this team started 0-3 in the Big Ten. And everyone had, not everyone, but a lot of people had left them for dead and went on a run. Can they overcome what happened at Northwestern? Sure. but it starts Wednesday.
And you played great D. Thank you, Jeff. They did. They played really, really well. Second place in the Big Ten, and in the latest bracketology, the Wildcats are still only a 6, which I just shake my head at. Shake my head at. That's a good basketball team. Very good basketball team. Coming up on 325 here in the Gym Class in KGYM, Iowa falls to 9-7, 3 games behind Purdue. That game basically, if you had any shot of thinking about sharing a Big Ten regular season championship, went out the door. Now you're basically playing for seeding position and to get into the NCAA tournament as well. If you're Iowa at this point, you are in fourth place, tied with Maryland, Rutgers, and Michigan. You got Rutgers twice, so that is certainly good for your tie-breaking purposes. But 4 games left. That's it. Hard to believe, but only 4 games remaining in the Big Ten season. Boy, it goes quick, doesn't it?
It does. This is a seeding season, I think, Scott, because with 4 games left in the conference season, you're playing for Big Ten seeds, and you want as good a possible draw as you possibly can get. Right now, there's 6 teams in the Big Ten with 7 losses. It's going to be a mad scramble these next couple of weeks to see how it all sorts out. And I think that's the first order of business for Iowa to get in a favorable seeding position in the Big Ten.
0109 asks about the Iowa women's team, and we will get to that in a moment here. Big win for both Iowa and Iowa State on the road over the weekend. In fact, why don't we do that right now, Mark? It's 3:26. It is a Monday edition of the Gym Class, and let's get to an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It is brought to you by our good friends at Emil's Hideaway. They're online at emilshideaway.com. They're open at 4 o'clock. And eat local and try their burgers and fries. They're made fresh each and every day. And wet your whistle with drinks from their fully stocked bar. Bring the whole family for friendly service in their dining area at Emil's Hideaway. What do we have in the scoreboard?
Former Iowa star Luka Garza named the most valuable player of the NBA G League Next Up game. He was the captain of the winning team, scored 23 points, and grabbed 8 rebounds. Former Iowa State offensive coordinator Tom Manning has been named the tight ends coach for the Indianapolis Colts. The Iowa baseball team off to a 3-0 start, beating Indiana State once, Quinnipiac twice. Second game, Brody Breck threw 5 perfect innings for the Hawkeyes. Good, mostly good news out of the Iowa women's basketball camp. Kate Martin and Gabby Marshall both have decided to return for an extra year next year for the Iowa women. McKenna Warnock will forego that year and try to enroll in dental school at the university. Finally, the next couple, 3 days is a state bowling tournament. The individual 3A competition has concluded. Jackson Robinson of Kennedy and his teammate Lucas Dolphin finished 2 and 3, respectively, in the boys' 3A individual race. Robinson, of course, the son of Mike Robinson, who holds the top average in the mature Evergreen League. On the women's side, the finals in 3A individual girls, Savannah Edmonds, 4th, Kayla Staub, 5th, both from Cedar Rapids Jefferson. More individual and team play the next couple days.
More importantly, are there scouts from the Rusty Nails up there?
Well, I don't think we're going to get Robinson. Maybe we could get Dolphin. I don't know.
They might be doing some college bowling.
Yeah.
Got a feeling that might be the case. But congratulations to all of those folks. 319-366-1600. We're going to take a break, come back, have more of a Monday edition of the Gym Class. Right after this, more college basketball to talk about, women's and men's college basketball and more when we return here in the Gym Class on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast, and we are going to have a mix of sun and clouds today and some nice mild conditions with temperatures in the 40s. As we head into tonight, the winds will turn in out of the north and it will be breezy. Temperatures will drop down into the teens behind a cold front. Tomorrow will be cooler as a result with temperatures in the 30s. We'll have clouds building in and the chance for snow mainly north of Highway 20. There'll be the chance for rain and a wintry mix on Wednesday. That's your latest Weather First forecast.
Welcome to Money Mondays with Farmers State Bank. FSB wants to supercharge your week, so grab your coffee and get ready for a financial jumpstart with these helpful Money Mondays tips from our experts at FSB.
There are so many different kinds of businesses. Hi, I'm Annie Lampe with FSB. No matter what you make, service, or sell at your operation, I always recommend business owners think strategically. Consider these questions. Where are you going? What does that finish line look like? Are you doing what it takes to get there? At FSB, we work with companies of all sizes to help them meet their financial goals. We do a great job to help you do a great job, because your success is our success.
Money Mondays, getting your week off and running with intelligent financial advice to help you get ready for what's next. Farmers State Bank, providing you with faster answers, stronger partnerships, and better banking solutions. Explore your future with FSB at myfsbonline.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Because we have so many clients referring us to their friends, I think that's our biggest, best story. Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. I really think it's about us building that relationship and being an extension of their business. And even if I am just talking on the phone to them, you can see that smile on their face and know that another problem is solved.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Sweetness is in the air. Sweethearts, sweet treats. And now Imon is offering the sweetest deal of the year on their fastest reliable fiber internet service. Sign up with Imon and get free internet service for 2 full months. That's right, Iowa's most reliable internet, one all-in monthly price, 2 full months free. All backed by the sweetest local customer support available. The best deal of the year is only available until February 26th. So give Imon a try today and enjoy 2 full months of internet free. Visit go.imon.net/radio to make the switch to Imon. New residential customers only. Other restrictions apply.
Tune into the Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Welcome back. 3:32 on the Monday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. KJ Pilcher joins us coming up tomorrow to wrap up the high school wrestling state championships. Congratulations to the team champions, Waverly Shellrock in 3A, Osage in 2A, and Don Bosco in Class 1A. All kinds of great local performances, I think led by Ben Keeter, who took a bow, Mark. I guess very, very... you know, the way it should be after capping off an undefeated career. We talked about that with KJ last Tuesday before he went down to Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. But no better and more fitting way for Ben Keeter, I think, to end his career than with a bow to everybody at Wells Fargo Arena.
No, he certainly joins a select group of undefeated four-time state champions or three-time. Dan Gable was a three-timer. Freshmen weren't eligible during Dan's time, but he was an undefeated multi-state champion, and that was probably the highlight. We'll hear more from KJ tomorrow and Mark Ironside on Wednesday.
Yeah, because, of course, it was senior day at Carver-Hawkeye yesterday as Iowa defeated Okie State. Looked good doing it. Spencer Lee throwing the heart signal to everybody at Carver-Hawkeye Arena, his last appearance in the singlet for the Hawkeyes, and went out in Spencer Lee form, if you will. Iowa looked good in that duel yesterday. More on that coming up in the next couple of days. Let's get back to college basketball. 319-366-1600 if you'd like to weigh in with us here today. Before we get to Iowa State, though, Drake wins their ninth in a row, Mark, 14-4 with two remaining in the Valley, tied head-to-head with Bradley, but Drake owns the tiebreaker, and they only meet once this year. Bradley, one of the two teams Drake will not take on, or one of the three teams, I beg your pardon, that Drake will not play twice. So they have the tiebreaker right now if they can go through the rest of the season, and that includes a tough one with Belmont coming up this week. But Coach DeVries and the Bulldogs right now 23-6 overall and 14-4 in the Missouri Valley.
Yeah, I actually beat Belmont this past weekend. I think it's Illinois State and that final against Bradley at Bradley this week coming up for Drake. So.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, I'm. I got to go to the bottom of the page here. Apparently, so
it's just, okay.
Just wipe out everything I just said. Just wipe it out. Everything I just said.
It's been terrific for Drake. 23 wins, Scott?
Yes.
With a chance to get to 25 and then the conference tournament. Terrific year.
And beyond. I mean, they can get to 27 or 28. I've said it before. Should be in. Interesting commentary in the online and on the paper, in the Gazette yesterday about putting the tournament, which we've talked about with Kevin Lehman, who will join us on Thursday, up to 96 teams. And the reason was to get these mid-major teams like Drake, who could miss it this year with 28 wins, into it. Yeah, right. Yeah, right. I believe that when I see it. Iowa State, tough one on Saturday. They played a really good first half down in Manhattan and fell to Kansas State Wildcats with a come-from-behind victory in that one as Kansas State wins it over Iowa State. Both of those teams now 8-6 coming up, or I should say in the Big 12 conference right now. Kansas and Texas at the top, and suddenly a Baylor team that was pretty warm until they got to this weekend are the top three right now as far as the Big 12 is concerned. But that was a tough one for Iowa State, but interestingly enough, Mark, it did not hurt the Cyclones. Jerry Palm still has Iowa State a 3 in there. If you recall on Saturday as well, the NCAA committee, basketball committee, revealed their top 16 seeds, the top four in each region. And Iowa State, not only a 3, but Iowa State was the top third seed as far as the tournament is concerned. I thought that was quite interesting.
I did too. And I don't know if that is going to pan out at the end of the year, but I think it speaks to what Iowa State has done. And it speaks to the strength of the Big 12. I think I read a graphic on TV yesterday that the average net of Big 12 teams is in the 20s. And the next best conference is the Big Ten, where the average is in the 50s. So significant difference there. And I think that's definitely one reason Iowa State is thought of so highly. But again, down the stretch we come, we'll see what happens.
Four games in the regular season remaining for Iowa State. Tomorrow night in Austin, take on Texas. Tough one. Tough one. Then two at home. Oklahoma and West Virginia, both very gettable, both in Ames, and then they close out the season in Waco on March the 4th against ninth-rated Baylor. So, I mean, would you take 2-2 right now if you're Iowa State with an outside chance at 3-1? I would.
I think that's exactly the scenario. And Baylor really blowing a pretty sizable lead against Kansas. Kansas with a huge second half on Saturday, or was it yesterday? I can't remember. They all blend together. But Kansas really came back in that game and disappointed Baylor. But, yeah, I think the fact that that game is at Texas, at Baylor, protect your home court, see what happens.
And maybe steal one. But that would get you 10-8, 19-11. I think you're no worse than a 4, maybe a 5 at that point for Iowa State. Especially, you mentioned that graphic. Yeah, 25.8 or something, the average net in the Big 12 right now. And the Big Ten was, I think, 52 was their net. And that was the next best conference as far as average net is concerned. Iowa State, a 15 right now as far as net is concerned. Big 12, they've got two teams teetering right now. One, West Virginia took a really tough loss at home over the weekend to Texas Tech. Red Raiders have won three in a row, though. Keep that in mind. Texas Tech, their net is 54. So West Virginia, even if they win out, best they can do is 8-10 in the league, and they're not going to win out. I don't think they're going to win in Ames. A 6-12 West Virginia team getting into the tournament? I know they've beaten some good teams, but I say it again, as far as conference basketball is concerned, I think that holds a lot more water than a lot of the other games.
I don't know. 6-12 seems a little dubious to me, but depends on how much the committee relies on the net, and I think it relies on it a lot because that's the standard that's been put in place. But I don't know. Would you rather have West Virginia or Drake?
How about we?
I know your answer, Scott.
I know my answer. I know my answer. Bubble teams right now, they include North Carolina. Tar Heels at 16-11 right now. In fact, Jerry Palm has them out at this time, along with Wisconsin and Penn State. Palm's first team out is Wisconsin. As an Iowa fan, that should scare you. That should scare you for Wednesday.
You would think it'd be motivation for Wisconsin. We'll see. I mean, these things change from week to week and almost day to day. I think Wisconsin would love a sweep of Iowa, and Iowa would love a split with Wisconsin. So I don't think Wisconsin's the tournament team at this point.
I think they need some more wins. 319-366-1600 here in the Gym Class on KGYM. We'll get to women's basketball here in just a couple of moments. And, yes, we were going to say this. Congratulations to Austin Ashe, who went over the 100 three-pointers made mark for the Citadel. And, yes, that is cool to see. Congratulations to Austin. And Kerry told us, his dad, that one of the last things that Fran McCaffrey told him before leaving Iowa City was, you need to get over the 100 three-pointers made mark this year. And he did.
Yeah, he did. I think only the third Citadel player in program history to do that. Not a great basketball tradition for the Citadel, but for Austin Ashe to do that after basically toiling, near the end of the bench for Iowa for a few years, it speaks to his ability, and really good story for what a way to close out his career.
Yeah, hats off, Austin. Great job done down there. 3:43, let's get to women's basketball. We mentioned that big wins for Iowa and Iowa State as the Hawkeyes go on Saturday over to Lincoln. And I know, Mark, you are concerned about that game. You talked about it on Friday. But Iowa put together a really, really solid game and turned back the Huskers.
Yeah, it was a four-point game in Iowa City, but wasn't nearly as close this time, and Iowa took care of business. And now Iowa enters the toughest week of the season, traveling to Maryland, seventh ranked in the country, and then finishing up this weekend with College Game Day, ESPN College Game Day in Iowa City against number 2 Indiana. So if Iowa wants to share this league championship, it's got a tough road to hoe, but we've seen this team do special things, and I wouldn't be surprised to see him win a couple this week.
I would not be surprised. Would you take 1-1, though, if you're a Hawkeye women's basketball fan?
As long as the win is against Indiana.
With game day right there. Indiana, number 2 in the country behind South Carolina. And if you're wondering about bracketology as far as the women and Charlie Cream are concerned, Iowa right now remains a number 2. Iowa's net is 6. Hawkeyes 22-5 right now. And let's see, Iowa State a 5 right now. They're net 13, but 17-7, 9-5 in the Big 12. Iowa State got a big win over Baylor in Waco in double overtime on Saturday night, 81-77. It's not Baylor of old, but it's still a win in Waco, and you don't give those back.
Especially where Iowa State is at right now. I thought it's Big Girl and Stephanie Suarez, and really fighting tooth and nail to, you know, protect and move up every seed line in the Big Ten or Big 12 standings and in the NCAA tournament brackets. So, yeah, that was a terrific win.
It was. Very, very good win for Bill Fendley and the Cyclones. They need a few more of those to get on the side of the top 4 seeds, because if you're a top 4 seed, of course, in women's NCAA basketball tournament action, you get to host your first 2 games at your home site, and that is a huge, huge advantage. So that is what Bill Fendley and the Cyclone women are trying to trend toward right now, and so far, so good. Still some big games remaining for the Iowa State women here in the next couple of weeks before they get to the Big 12 women's basketball tournament. 37:02 with a very interesting question mark, with the fact that, as you mentioned earlier on, Kate Martin and Gabby Marshall coming back next year, and others coming back, both on the women's and men's sides, not only in basketball, but other sports as well. 37:02 asks, how do you feel about 6-year seniors breaking basketball records?
I think it's a terrific question, and I think it goes to other sports as well. You talk about wrestling. Spencer Lee is going to go for his 4th NCAA championship, but in his 6th year. And you're going to have guys in the wrestling tournament anyway be 5-time national qualifiers, maybe 5-time medalists in wrestling, all because of COVID. Not all because of COVID, but it has a lot to do with it. And we've seen it in basketball as well and other sports. I don't know. It is, in one respect, it is what it is, but you know, I'm going to ask Mark Ironside on Wednesday at arm's length how they feel. At arm's length, believe me, should there be an asterisk if Spencer Lee wins a 4th national championship in his 6th year?
Can I answer that question for you from Mark?
It's not going to be pretty, is
it? No, it's not. No, it is not.
Isaac, I'm not scared.
Isaac, Andrew, do you have first aid kits available in there? Check and see. Make sure we are fully stocked for Wednesday.
I think it's a legit question.
I think it's not only for wrestling, but other sports. Listen, records are made to be broken. Even these records, maybe not Spencer Lee so much, but he's kind of, you know, superhuman at this point. But you know, someone's going to come along and break, you know, Bohannon's record. I hate to say that to Jordan, but it's going to happen. Records are out there made to be broken. There are only a few of them that aren't going to get broken in professional sports or amateur sports. I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it. I think
yesterday I heard there was an Oklahoma State wrestler in his 7th season. How does that happen?
Good question. Check that out, Mark.
Get Jess Settles on the line.
There you go. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. We talked Iowa and Northwestern, Iowa State and Kansas State a little bit earlier on. We're going to take a final break, come back, and wrap things up here on a Monday edition of the show. Don't forget the Todd Brommelkamp show coming your way from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock here tonight. We got the Cyclone Coaches show tonight for you as well. And that will be from 6:30 until 8 o'clock this evening. Back with more after this on KGYM.
Get 11% off everything at Menards. Upgrade any space and maximize storage with great closet systems from Dakota Closets. Make your storage your own with our selection of custom sizes and styles. Dakota Closets are easy to set up and are great for hanging clothes and storing accessories in any room of your house. Dakota Closets are 11% off. Good through February 26th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, Coach, you wanted to see me?
Yeah, just wanted to let you know we're going with Geico for next week's game.
Geico? As our starting point guard?
Geico really delivers in the clutch. With over 85 years of great claim service right when customers need it most.
Coach, Geico isn't a basketball player. It's an insurance company.
Yeah, just feel like Geico gives us our best chance to win.
Are you serious right now?
Thanks, champ. Knew you'd understand.
For the choice you can always rely on, go to geico.com.
Wendy's 2 for $6 lets you mix and match some of our best items, like Dave's single with a 10-piece crispy nugs, medium strawberry lemonade with a spicy chicken sandwich, spicy chicken with a Dave's single, Dave's single with a strawberry lemonade, strawberry lemonade, if you're into that. Chicken Sam, crispy nugs, strawberry lemonade, Dave's, nugs, nugs, Sam, Sam. Whew. Pick what you want at a price you want. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's 2 for $6.
For a limited time, price participation may vary at U.S. Wendy's. On the card only. Single item at regular price.
KGYM is an equal opportunity employer. And under FCC rules, any community organization that distributes information about employment opportunities or refers people to employers may ask to be notified about job vacancies at KGYM. If your organization would like notification of KGYM's job vacancies, contact Julie Hine. Email julie at kzia.com or write her at 1110 26th Avenue Southwest, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, 52404.
Back on the Gym Class 352 for a Monday edition of the show. As I mentioned, Cyclone Coaches Show coming up tonight from 6:30 until 8 o'clock. And tomorrow night, Iowa State men's basketball back in action in Austin to take on the top 10 rated Texas Longhorns. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class on KGYM. As Cyclone Tim saying, we should probably call Jordan Dr. Bohannon for the many years he had at Iowa. Sure. Doctor of three, right? We could say he's the doctor of three, right?
Absolutely.
Why not? Why not indeed? Couple more things to get to from the weekend just to wrap things up here before we set sail today. By the way, before that, congratulations. The first state tournament teams were set over the weekend on Saturday night. Girls basketball. We're going to try to talk with Jeff Linder. I'm sure we will later on this week and preview the girls state basketball tournament. Talk a little bit about Iowa women's basketball as well between the Maryland and the game against Indiana. But congratulations to the 3A teams that made it, including Benton Community, Solon, and Vinton-Shelsburg. They are already into the girls' state basketball tournament. The rest of the field will be set on Tuesday and Wednesday. Boys' big school basketball begins tonight for the tournament trail, including on CRM Live Sports tonight at 6:45, crmlivesports.com. We will have the third meeting between Wash and Jeff coming up at that time. Always fun when the Warriors and the Jayhawks get together. So we'll have that coming up tonight. 1017 disagrees, Mark. Says that there absolutely needs to be an asterisk by those names.
Can't wait till Wednesday.
Maybe you should wait. Maybe you should wait. So we had the end of the Genesis and mention John Rahm goes back to the world number one as he gets the victory by two or three over Max Homa. John Rahm was terrific down the stretch. And I'm not even sure he had his A game there for the weekend. He had some double crosses that went left in a big, big way. Got the break of the year, banking one off of the stands on 17 to within 3 feet for an eagle on Saturday. That was not drawn up that way, trust me.
Not at all. He is the best player on the planet right now. He's already made, and this is towards the end of February, he's already made $10 million this year as a golfer. And he's, you know, week in and week out, he's at or near the top of the leaderboard. Of course, one of the major stories was Tiger Woods. He completed four rounds and earned about $60,000 in walk-around money. But more importantly, seemed to come through it physically pretty good.
Not bad. Not looked a little tired, I thought, Friday and Sunday, especially Sunday toward the end. And, you know, this is Golf Channel talked about this earlier on today. This is the Tiger you're going to get right now. And it's just a matter of how many more times does he want to trot out there and do this. He wants to do it for the people. He did this for his foundation. This is his foundation's tournament. It is his tournament that he hosts. And he had a good day Saturday, no doubt about that, but those are more fewer and farther in between than they certainly used to be. Daytona 530 last night, won by, yes, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Congratulations if you won money on the 47 car that is partially owned by Brad Doherty. I believe he's the majority owner of that particular one-car team, and took three times to get that thing done last night. You held your breath because one of the two faces of NASCAR went headfirst into the wall on the last caution, but Kyle Larson was fine, walked away. Hate to see that. I just don't like green-white caution finishes, especially on restrictor plate tracks, but Daytona has another winner that not a lot of people know about.
Well, the finish, you knew it was going to happen. You predicted it on Friday, and I think most people expected it as well. Undetermined whether Ricky Stenhouse's ex bet on him.
That'd be
Danica Patrick.
Danica Patrick, who, interestingly enough, is going to be on the Fox broadcasts over the next couple of races. That should be awkward and fun. So there you go. Tomorrow, KJ Pilcher will join us. We'll wrap up the state wrestling championships, talk a little bit about college wrestling as well with KJ. So join us on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class. Join us next from 4 until 6, Todd Brommelkamp Show right here on KGYM. And Mark, thank you. Thanks to everybody for the discussion, and we will talk with you tomorrow.
You bet. Talk then.
You've been listening to the Gym Class right here on KGYM. Have a great Monday night, everyone. We'll talk to you Tuesday at 3.
Hey, Coach, you wanted to see me?
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know we're going with Geico for next week's game.
Geico?